Hey guys, it's Monday. John 14 is where we're at today. I know I said on Friday I'd be back with you tomorrow. I think you all knew what I was talking about. I didn't want Kale to have to go through and edit that whole thing for me. So here we are. Over the next several days, we're going to be interweaving through the Gospels of what happened next in this account. You know, John in these next four chapters goes into detail about what Jesus talked about at the Last Supper before they went to Gethsemane, not leaving anything he felt was pertinent out. We'll be hanging out here in John as I want to get all of the main teachings and events of the next few days of the Gospels in here. So in John 14, Jesus gives us, through his words to his disciples, he gives us a glimpse of heaven. Watch this. As he's comforting his disciples, he says this: "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you." Now, some of the other translations of the Bible say, "In my Father's house there are many mansions." Whether it's a mansion or a room, I really don't care, because it's going to be paradise, right? Then Jesus says, "I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way that I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" And Jesus answered some of the most incredible words in all the Gospels. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and you have seen him." I want to go back here. You know, Thomas has a bad rap, but Thomas asked a really good question here, doesn't he? And Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life." Take that short phrase, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." This is a huge claim of Christianity, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You know, there's words, if you take English classes or advanced English classes, you learn that the words "the" or "the" and "a" and "an," those are words that are called articles. And the word "the" is an article that means the word following is going to be singular. Just one thing. And Jesus says he is the one way, the one truth, and the one life. Now, this is not popular in our culture with secularists or with people who think relativism is true, which is really funny that I say relativism is true, because relativism teaches that whatever is true for you is true for you, and whatever is true for me is true for me, and that doesn't make any sense at all. That is counterintuitive when it comes to truth, and that's not what the Bible says. The truth, singular, that Jesus is the only way to the Father, that no one comes to the Father but through Jesus. So let me ask you, are you willing to follow the truth? I also want to mention in this section that Jesus talks extensively about the Holy Spirit. Though we don't have time to go through all of that today, I want you to note what he calls the Holy Spirit. In this passage at the beginning, he calls the Holy Spirit the Advocate. Now, we've talked about this in church a lot. So the word that this Advocate comes from in Greek is Parakletos. And Parakletos just means counselor. That Jesus promised that after he was gone from the earth, he would send the counselor. And we see that the counselor, the Holy Spirit, the third part of the Godhead, or the third part of the Trinity, is the counselor and the defender. and the supporter and the reminder of how to live a godly life, that God's Spirit is in every believer, helping us to live godly lives. Are we willing to listen to the Holy Spirit? I hope so, because what a gift. We don't have to do it on our own. We have the Advocate on our side. Remember that today as you read John chapter 14, and I will talk to you tomorrow.